Let me tell you about my D&D character.
Nerds!
He's from my favorite animes.
Okay, even I'm not that. I'm not that pathetic.
He has a red trench coat and he has a gun, but he only shoots the gun to hurt things because he doesn't believe in killing.
His name is Sephiroth Goku.
Sephiroth Goku the Stampede.
And he used to be an angel, and then he was a devil, and then when he was an angel, and then he was a devil, he gave it up because he learned how to love. So let me tell you more about my Dungeons & Dragons animes. See, he used to be a devil and an angel, but he gave it up to be a human because he fell in love with a girl who
a
was really simple,
girl?
But she loved him with all of her heart.
A vampire and, girl.
No, she wasn't a vampire because he got bitten by
a vampire.
Vampire and then he was like, he drank her blood and she died. But he's really sad about it. He perches on rooftops and when it's raining out and looks down at the ground like a gargoyle, but he's not a gargoyle because he's a vampire wizard angel demon.
Wait, was the girl like super goody two-shoes?
Yeah.
Overachiever schoolgirl.
And she looked like an 8-year-old, but she was like really smart and in high school. And then, because after he got bit by the vampire and it caused him to kill his girlfriend, he got a big robot that he found under a rock. And the big robot said, "I am a big robot, and I believe in the power of you." And the big robot said, "We'll be friends." And he climbed into the big robot and he said, "Let's go get the vampire." And the vampire was an evil wizard, but he was the head of this company.
It was a buff.
We had like seven.
We had like seven. Is it a buff wizard? Answer the question.
It was like a buff wizard vampire. And so he's the head of this company, and he has a board of directors, and they're also also vampires. And like when he shows up with his robot, they all have robots that they're made out of different companies, except that their robots are made out of the clone dead moms of the vampires from the past, because they have a time machine inside their robots. So he goes back in time. He goes back in time to when he's an angel devil, and he meets himself, and they team up because they're best friends because they're each other. And he's like, you have a chance to prove the past and correct the rights of the wrongs. And he sees his girlfriend, and he gets all bent out of shape because he's like, oh no, I still love you, but you are destined to die. So I gotta fight the evil vampire corporation. And they go, Gah! And he goes, ah! And the robots fight, and there's like some explosions because they're in the city, but the city goes underground because it needs to not get exploded. And so the city's underground, and while they're going and they're fighting, and there's blowing up, and so while they're fighting, he's like, "No, you don't understand. I am back in time." And then they go, "How can this be?" And their robots blow up because because his robot's better.
How and big is the explosion?
It's really big, but it's shaped like a sphere, and there's no shockwave. But that's okay. And then, so he's like, "I have defeated you." And then the head CEO vampire demon wizard, buff wizard, shows up and he's like, "No!" And he surprises them and stabs the big robot through him, and it stabs through the cockpit into his heart. But he doesn't have a heart because he's a vampire wizard angel demon from the past future. And then
of years ago,
it thinks it's going to be bad because the vampire wizard.
That
says,
was pure luck on his part.
I'm going to defeat you right here, right now. And then he goes, "Aha, I have a trick up my sleeve." And the robot changes into a slightly different robot. And then there's some trumpets. And he stands up and he poses. And while he's transforming, the evil CEO vampire wizard is like, "How could this be?" And then he goes, "Ha!" And there's a big laser that shoots out of his chest because he believes in himself. And the laser hits the vampire. It's like the sun, but like 800 times worse. And it blasts him back into time. And then it hits him. And he goes back in time through the forward time. And it hits his girlfriend. It pushes her forward. And then he goes into the forward, into the future. And his girlfriend's there. And he's like, "I'm not a vampire because I erased him from the timeline. Now we can be together." And they go on a picnic.
And the talent agent said, "That's a pretty good show. What do you call that act?"
The Aristocrats.